This is a synthetic lens rapid update. I am David Carver. The story has moved again, and the cleanest way to say it is this. The Iran deal has reached its enforcement crisis before the first real negotiating round has even begun. Iran now says the Strait of Hormuz is closed again. The reason Tehran gives is not a new U.S. strike on Iran. It is Lebanon. Israeli attacks continued in southern Lebanon after reports of a renewed ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah. AP reports that Israeli strikes on Saturday killed at least 16 people in southern Lebanon, including two children. That came after a heavier Friday exchange that killed at least 47 people in Lebanon and four Israeli soldiers. Iran's argument is simple. The interim U.S.-Iran agreement was not only about uranium and oil. It also called for military operations to stop on all fronts, including Lebanon, and for Lebanon's territorial integrity to be respected. Tehran is now saying, if Washington cannot enforce that peace, then Washington is not living up to the deal. So Iran announced a closure of Hormuz. But here is the important distinction. A declared closure is not the same thing as an enforced closure. AP reports that shortly after Iran's announcement, the U.S. military said commercial traffic continued through the strait on Saturday. The U.S. said 55 merchant ships transited, moving more than 17 million barrels of oil to global markets. Axios reports that a senior U.S. defense official said the military was not seeing Iranian movement consistent with actually closing the waterway. That means both sides may be telling part of the truth. Iran may be making a legal and military warning. The U.S. may be saying the warning has not yet become a physical shutdown. That gap is the episode. The deal has a paper layer, a diplomacy layer, and a behavior layer. The paper layer says stop the war, reopen Hormuz, begin nuclear talks, and keep Lebanon from detonating the bargain. The diplomacy layer says technical talks are supposed to begin Sunday in Bürgenstock, Switzerland, with Pakistan and Qatar mediating. Iran's team is reportedly heading there. AP says the delegation includes Parliamentary Speaker Mohammad Baghir Kalabaf, Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi, and central bank and oil officials. The U.S. side has Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner already in Switzerland, with Vice President J.D. Vance expected later. But Iran is also signaling that it may not treat the trip as a normal opening round. Iran's foreign ministry says the purpose is to demand implementation. In plain English, Tehran is showing up, but it is saying the first agenda item is compliance, not compromise. That is why this is bigger than a shipping headline. If Hormuz stays open in practice, then Iran's closure statement is pressure. It is a reminder that the economic relief in the agreement can be reversed or at least threatened if Lebanon keeps burning. If Hormuz is actually enforced by Iranian naval action, then the interim deal is in immediate danger. Oil traffic, insurance, military posture, and the political case for the agreement all change at once. The hard structural problem is that two of the most important actors in the Lebanon peace, Israel and Hezbollah, are not signatories to the U.S.-Iran deal. The agreement tries to stabilize a regional war through a bilateral bargain, but the battlefield is not bilateral.
Israel says it will keep forces in southern Lebanon until threats are removed. Hezbollah says it will not stop unless Israel withdraws. Iran says Israeli withdrawal is part of the deal. Washington is now stuck between a deal it signed with Tehran and an ally that was not inside the signing room. That is the enforcement crisis. The question is no longer just whether Trump and Tehran can agree on uranium or sanctions. The question is whether the United States can make enough of the region behave as if the agreement is real. The next checkpoints are concrete. Do ships keep moving through Hormuz overnight? Does Iran issue navigational warnings that shippers and insurers treat as real? Do the Sunday talks actually open in Switzerland, and does the Iranian delegation sit for nuclear details or only deliver a complaint about Lebanon? And do Israel and Hezbollah stop firing long enough for the U.S.-Iran track to breathe? My rapid read is this. The deal is not dead. but it is no longer protected by the headline that it exists. It has entered the zone where every actor tests whether the paper has force. Hormuz is the visible gauge. Lebanon is the stress point. Switzerland is the next clock. If traffic keeps moving and the talks start, this may become a scary but survivable enforcement dispute. If the strait stops moving, or if Lebanon keeps overriding the diplomacy, then the war-ending deal becomes another battlefield. This has been The Synthetic Lens. I am David Carver. Stay sharp, and we will keep watching the signal.